The Tavern, Not Fic, by Opal Song
and Arkadyevna.
I had a moment where I was thinking, what if Q made them all play D&D as a group after the war so they'd stay in touch? And my brain went, does not compute. They just kill everything. Or something. But then, I had the thought, what if Q, in one of the rando fangirl-created times that became fandom canon, where they all hung out in one of his mansions together, forced them to play D&D and they actually did? Only they mostly just, like, take over a tavern or town and just live their lives? OMG. When the war is done, someone asks Hero what he wants to be during peacetime, and he looks them straight in the eye and says something like wine brewer or barrel maker or something inane and not really done anymore. Because that was his thing at the inn. OMG, make it chef. He goes to culinary school. All because it was hour two of tavern ownership and someone needed to cook and fuck Hero, you do it. Your survival skill is the highest. And he got good at it in game.
Oh my god, the boys playing D&D. They absolutely would just kill everything and protect everything. Holy heck yes, Hero becoming a chef.
It'd be fucking hilarious if they all just created this hostel B&B hotel place that ended up with a world-class chef and all sorts of other random things because it worked in the game and made them happy there, right? Spoilers. It somehow works in real life, too.
There is so much we could do with them just living their lives in this game. Holy heck. Yes! Oh my god! This could go in so many directions.
And like, Duo starts as a rogue thief, right? But ends up doing something completely unrelated. Like, weaving. We need blankets for the people renting our floor!
Oh my god, yes! Duo getting into completely unrelated crafts.
And he researches all of the shit about fabric. So after the war, he just becomes a weaver, who makes the most fantastic cloth that people pay millions for. And he also weaves all the fabric for their hostel B&B high-class restaurant.
Yes, oh my god.
Un is like, join the Preventers, help keep the peace. And they're all like, no, we have a tavern to run.
This is the best. Oh god. Wufei hunting? Or something more to help with the tavern?
And here's the thing. It works. They're happy and they set up in a lower class place and help out, and crime plummets in the area. Nah, something more domestic. Once Yui begins cooking, it becomes a rule that none of them can pick a specialty that they can actually do. They all learn how out of spite. Katra technically DMs, but after a while, it's just all of them role-playing back and forth. Katra becomes a carpenter.
Yes to all of this? Oh, they would so learn out of spite. By God, all of the domestic skills. Q being the fixer-upper of the group. The builder.
Two thoughts. One, yes! I like Q being the one with the stereotypically mask trade. He buys the land, creates the blueprints, gets them vetted because none of them want to be shut down by a safety inspector, hires people, and supervises the entire build. He does all the smaller interior stuff himself. This is happening as Hiro is getting actual culinary training slash EXP, as are the others. Two, I am torn between Wufei and Troa for bartender of the D&D tavern, and therefore hospitality. Bartending, making sure the guests are treated well and getting what they need, managing the tavern post-war. Because both are hilarious!
Oh god, I am torn. Both images are hilarious. Though, I think it might be more suitable to Wufei, because it isn't something he would ever do. But then, what would Cho do?
Three. The name of their tavern in the D&D world is just Tavern. Because Duo wanted to call it something outlandish, and Catra wanted a classy name, and Wufei refused to use any of the names they chose. And they eventually just all followed Hiro and Troa's lead, and just Tavern, or The Tavern. And then, in RL, they name it the same thing, and it is all hip and trendy, and they're all silence. Done! Wufei is bartender. Holy shit, that is hilarious.
Oh god.
Can you imagine Wufei in hospitality school?
Wide eyes. Dear god.
Because I feel like he is the type to go for actual training.
As someone who has been through hospitality courses, that...
Hiro probably just gets a job somewhere.
Chang Wufei would be the most efficient bartender you ever had.
I know, right? But he'd have to, like, listen and be aware of other people's needs and stuff.
But also, like, you have to go through not only bar training, but gen hospo training. And Wufei would want to be thorough. Exactly!
I actually feel like this would be good for him.
I think it genuinely would be. Oh my goodness.
If he didn't expire from rage first.
If nothing else, it'll be an exercise in patience.
Now I'm less satisfied with duos. Because I'm not sure it's good for him. Not that it's bad, but I don't think it'd help. It might be good for Troa, though.
Oh, yeah. Because going into the service industry is ideal for anger management. I think the thing with Duo providing for the guests and things might turn into him running the house.
I think Chef is actually a good thing for Hiro. A place to put all that focus. But also high energy and stress.
Definitely for Hiro. Okay, so sorting out people's rooms, running the guests, having to do scheduling and organizing, and generally being attentive to all that. Plus, I mean, setting up the rooms and interior, making guest comfort and lodging a priority?
Yeah, I was assuming that'd fall under Wufei's thing.
This is hard. Wufei is bartender slash server. Hiro is their chef.
I was figuring. It is a fairly small place. And maybe later they subdue slash give jobs to a bunch of the locals to help out. Hiro is head chef. Katra is handyman slash builder. Wufei handles all guest relations and bartends when the bar is open. Because I think maybe they only have like 2 to 3 rooms.
Oh yeah, it'd only be a small place.
So there isn't as much for people staying there. More for on the floor of the restaurant and bar. But that is still his job, and it is important, damn it! Everyone needs to leave satisfied!
Oh my god. Wufei would demand excellence in customer service. I've been trying to think of what to do in regards to Tro and Duo, but it's so hard. I'm just trying to think of what things are generally needed in modern hotels, bars, even the small places. Cleaning, entertainment, guest hotel portion management, admin stuff. Hiro will handle all the stuff with the kitchen. Chef handles produce to plate. By God, he would be the most terrifying person at the morning markets trying to get the best produce.
Hiro takes care of everything edible, including alcohol, because he is an overachiever like that. Katra literally built the place, mostly with his own 2 hands. Also an overachiever. He got help with plumbing and electrical and HVAC, but not as much as most people. Mostly someone qualified watched him work and signed off on it. Wufei takes care of all guests slash guest experiences. Also an overachiever. They stopped the war. They can do this too, determined face. Even as they are all run into the ground sometimes. As for some of the other things.
All of this is fantastic.
Came up with some thoughts. 1. Cleaning staff. I don't think I want to make Tro or Duo housekeeping. I don't think that's right for either character. Detrimental, actually. So, either in D&D, it went down, shit, this place must be a mess, so do something about it. None of us can. We're all way too busy. We could hire a local. And then in RL, they also hire someone. Holy crap, that vetting process. Or they make a very intricate chore chart. 2. Troa. I'm thinking author. Possibly like romance novels or something? It has to do with identity, right? And while technically entertainment, it is nothing like Sorka's performing. I feel like D&D went down. Troa became a bard. Everyone was like, too close. Even if you can't sing, too close. So he flavored it to be an epic poet who never actually performed his poems. They were only in written form. In RL, he still never does readings. He's been on the bestseller list for 2 years and counting now. Added constraint to duos. We need someone who's going to make enough money to actually keep this place running. Because let's be honest, this place does not actually make more money than it costs to run. And after the Katra DM-provided startup, I think they'd want to run on their own funds. OMG! What if Duo is a lawyer or business person?
Oh dear God, that chore chart! And oh no, I was not here for the boys being cleaners. I definitely agree with you. Just making a list of things I could think of. Author Tro is something I did not know I needed until now.
I know, right?
Oh my god. Duo. Duo! I am dying! He would be an amazing lawyer. What the heck?
Imagine. Duo in business school or law school. Everyone looking at the braid and his go-lucky attitude and not taking him seriously, and then BAM! First in the class. Business law. Not even Crimlaw.
This, yes, 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 yes.
Or family law. Or anything you'd think.
Business law. Civil and financial law.
Just like all these uptight, straight-laced lawyers. And then there is Duo.
Duo with his smart mouth, dulcet tones, and smooth charm.
And the other students both loathe and adore him. How does he do it? How is he so cheerful and happy and carefree? I am running on 2.5 hours of sleep and pure stress, and he is bouncing around? Except then Duo helps him out for sure. Puts in a good word with the prof. Also, that is more sleep and less stress than I was under for the entire two, however many, years of the war. This is a vacation. Looks of concern and also hatred.
And, oh, not only has he got the constitution for law. Oh god, I just realized that pun.
Oh dear.
But he has the memory, the cunning, and the shrewd sense as well. Yes, 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 yes! Okay, but after the main building is down and they take to living in the apartment, possibly convenience, above the place, Duo having taken over the living room with books, notes, and the worst handwriting you've ever seen. Also, L2 shorthand mixed with legal shorthand for the win. Nobody can understand that stuff. Plus a laptop and a tablet powering through his assessment. Q at the dining table sorting out plans for fitting the bar. Tro totally in one of the armchairs with a notebook. Faye in the kitchen, what bits Hero has spared. Working over mixes, levels, non-alcoholic but doing fast levels practice. And Hero cooking them all dinner!
I know, right? Though, honestly, I think all of them have the wits and constitution for law. Heh, lawyer fic.
My law student bones tremble. Lawyer fic.
Yes!
Scratch that. Tro in the window seat.
Timeline. Buildings are not fast to build. Between all the permits and making plans and funding sources for the material, etc.
No, they are not fast.
Even if Q is putting together a team himself, that is... ugh! So I'm thinking the guys basically each go their own way for 2 years minimum.
I mean, he's got connections, but even Q would need some time. Yes.
Yeah. And if he's going to do most of the finishing work himself, not having any foreknowledge of how?
Yes.
Yes to the 2 years?
It'll take a long time. Yep.
So, Hero just walks into a restaurant. He's researched. And just gets the job. And learns on the fly. At first, it is terrible. But then they all love him. He never stops working. He will cover anyone.
That job interview. Oh, dear Lord.
He can lift shit that was immovable before. I don't think there was one. I think he just wanted to work at that particular restaurant, and they literally were unable to make him leave the kitchen.
Hero, that is not how you job. Oh my god.
He spent minimum a month surveilling the place before approaching, so he knew all the rules and basics in theory.
He just showed up, walked in, and was there.
It is still another month of him being an obstacle in the kitchen, maybe being used to move something heavy, before they let him touch any utensils for food.
Of course he had all that prep, but as far as the restaurant knows, Hero is determined.
It is an ultra high class restaurant, too.
Oh, yeah. But you gotta work your way up in a kitchen, too. Start from the bottom.
None of this work your way up to Michelin star food. Nope. Go for the top immediately.
Dishes and stacking and cleaning and up from there.
Yes. In that way, he totally works his way up. Also, his palate is fucking out of this world.
Moving and heavy lifting and non-food stuff. Okay, but yes! Hero would have such a pure palate as well. I mean, all those rations and nutrition-based foods.
Oh my gosh, he eats nothing but power bars.
Didn't give much flavor, if any, so he tastes good food and it's like...
Later, people try and copy his brilliance and get a pure palate and can't handle it. Yes! I feel like it blows his mind a little.
He has this amazing palate that can discern so much.
He didn't understand before.
Oh, absolutely.
The whole eating thing.
And here's the thing, too, about his palate. He isn't worried and doesn't have preferences on texture and flavor. He will eat anything. So in terms of developing food later, invaluable.
Meanwhile, Troa goes back to the circus, but doesn't perform. Just rides along and tries to find himself and writes a book. And Catherine likes romance novels, so why not try that? Anything!
Oh, Troa, yes!
And later, his taste testers are Duo, will eat possibly even more things than Hero, and Catra, high-class palate.
Takes more time to experience the travel, the movement, the world around him. Analyzes, sure, but experiences.
Yes!
Watches people, uses his skills, and sees the world.
Yes! He publishes his first book. Not really caring, right?
This whole idea is turning out to be even more wholesome than I thought.
But then it gets weirdly popular and gets picked up by a publisher. But Tro gives no shits about actually being published, so he refuses to cut the corners off his work and file it down. Or use a pseudonym. He's had enough of being other people. Also, he won't let them market him as a war hero.
Oh, Q is so proud of it too. You know he came to a book signing with the first ever published copy of his book for him to sign. Tro sent it to him because it was the kind of sentimental thing that he would like, so he did it.
And he death doesn't write about the war.
Oh!
Yes. Oh my goodness. He writes Jane Austen style / era romance novels. Only racier.
Also, yes, 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 yes! Do all of this. Be yourself, Tro. Don't let anyone else tell you what for. Do you? Oh. My god. OMG. Yes? They're romance novels, but they're intriguing and probably have weird quirks and twists, and they're racy as hell.
They are so pure. Lighthearted and always end happy, and yet twisty and so hot, and deep if you sit down and think about it, but you don't have to. In 5 to 10 years, he's part of the high school curriculum. And he sells.
Oh, he'd sell.
And he does the occasional tour, but never does his own readings. He is there and talks and signs books, but won't ever read them. But I think that he probably just published book two, starting on book three, when they come back together. Book one took him like 6 months. Book two didn't take him that much longer to write, but publishing, am right?
Publishing. That sounds about right.
Book three ends up being a three-part series because, OMG, that took so long. They work it out. Or possibly he just creates a publishing house and... Wait. That is once Duo is graduated. The Tavern becomes a publishing house, too. Because, hashtag, no sense of scale. I think Wu Fei applies and gets accepted to a hospitality program at a premier college. He makes it halfway through the program and has to leave for a semester while he finally has a breakdown over losing his entire clan. He comes back and owns it. I think he pairs the hospitality program with, like, a psych or a therapy degree. Because seriously, no scale.
No sense of scale. None. At all. And they are all overachievers. Even Duo and Tro. Oh, Fei. Fei. Yes, yes, yes to this.
So we're looking at a 3 to 4 year time that they're separate? Because I want Fei to be done school, but Duo not to be.
It sounds about right. Duo would still be studying, definitely. It sounds good.
Duo enters law school. Probably does not get in legally.
Oh, absolutely not. He doesn't have the legal minimum education. It totally isn't legal. For a lot of reasons. But he gets in, and the paper trail is flawless.
Yes. Relina helps wholeheartedly. Un helps bemusedly. At the time, she doesn't believe any of them are actually retiring.
Oh, they are retiring, Un. Just you wait.
Q spends his time building the tavern. He gets his journeyman cabinet maker, and possibly carpenter. He also has the basics of plumbing, electrical, drywalling, taping, HVAC, and painting. And possibly stonemason. By the end of the 3.5 years. Every time the guys meet up, they're like, what are you working on now, Q? And he has a different answer. They meet up every month or so. 3 months if one is too much. And play a marathon session of D&D. Hero cooks, Q shows off pics of the place, and possibly gifts them all with small projects he's been working on. Duo spouts law and passes out mid-session the way he never can at the school dorms. Wu Fei practices caring and probably psychoanalyzes them slash tells them they all need therapy. And Troa chronicles their D&D adventures. After they get the tavern, they might start going on adventures in D&D world. Maybe.
These boys, oh my goodness, I just love this whole concept.
Smile.
It's so wholesome. They're working separately to come together for a mutual goal that's just to make something together.
Yes! Any more thoughts on Wholesome Tavern AU? Relina is their best customer. Q teaches her wood carving while she stays there.
Relina is absolutely one of their best customers. Oh my god. The security on the tavern.
OMG, yes. The security! Because some things never die. And one of those things is Relina. Lol.
Relina never dies. Nobody dies. You know crime drops in that neighborhood. Because by goodness, the boys would be looking out.
They drop it in good and productive ways, too. Providing employment, etc. But at the same time, outreach isn't their goal. They need to get themselves together and happy. They already did a fuck ton for the world.
Oh, they so would. They give opportunities to the community, but it's only when it's needed.
Yes. Also, tell me more about Duo versus Law School, plus helping classmates.
Okay, so all I'm thinking is Duo throwing himself full-time into studying law, which is a full-time job in itself. By God, remembering my early uni days, like, holy fuck. But also, it's kind of a preview of how he would be in how he was when he and Hiro were undercover at school. He thrives in a competitive learning environment. But he's also so personable and helpful, he'll support his classmates too. Duo is totally that student that shows up on the first day and blows the teacher out of the water, and people think he's just a know-it-all. But then they see him study.
Yes, do all of this!
Okay, so, during exam or assignment crux, because law assessment takes forever, it takes so long with so much prep to get actual good results, Duo is that one who has everything everywhere, surrounded by books, used to functioning on very little sleep, in high stress, law is perfect for him. No joke though, with the workload, a lot of things come down to the wire, even if you've been working on them diligently to get them done early.
Does he ever sleep? No one has seen it. He's in the library all the time. One day he's missing and they're all like, "Oh, is he human?" And then someone is all, "I saw him in the study carrels in the quiet workspace on the other side of campus." And everyone is all, "He's immortal, obviously." I would die. He keeps saying he is death. Maybe he is, right? Fearful glance. Duo brings the class espressos. He would thrive!
Duo eats breakfast while reading the American, wherever we're setting this, Guide to Legal Citation. Duo sleeps next to the American Guide to Legal Citation. The Guide to Legal Citation would never leave his side for the longest time. No, seriously, okay, we used to read that thing in our spare time. We used to keep it in our purses or backpacks. The Australian book is fucking 5 inches thick. Oh dear God, he would totally be that student who haunts the library and never appears to sleep. Oh dear God, he would bring them coffee!
And yet, not a bane of librarians. Duo likes the librarians and does his best to never annoy them.
Okay, but as well, in all those shows where law students have study sessions where they take over a room with all their stuff and do all-nighters draped over furniture with a lot of coffee? Real. Like, in groups.
Duo would host, OMG! And not sleep all night.
Yup, Duo would host and there would be an infinite supply of sweet, sweet caffeine.
He'd be there, bribing Hiro to bring them breakfast in the morning.
No, Duo respects the librarians.
Duo is a god. Hiro is a god.
Yes, bribing.
He brings food. Good food. And then the dorm showers don't work and everything is the worst. How am I supposed to study if I can't decompress in a hot shower? And Duo would be like, "I think my friend Q learned plumbing last week," and phones Q, who comes and fixes it, no questions asked. No lie, I think his classmates think Duo is some sort of colony's prince who has all the amazing servants at his beck and call.
Okay, but Hiro getting there in the morning and walking in to see the chaos that is Duo's room, with law students passed out on every conceivably comfortable surface, and Duo answers the door like he's seeing a god. Oh, absolutely.
No one sees the look except Hiro. Everyone else passed out like an hour ago.
Okay, but they just wake up slowly to the smell of heaven. And Duo is sitting serenely with a cup of coffee, watching the magic happen in a tiny, barely up-to-standard kitchen. He's only doing the minimal stuff here. He bought most of the food. But, by God, it smells divine.
That kitchen, it is so illegal. Hiro made demands, and Q pulled through.
Q is the best, holy heck. Okay, but also, Duo getting all cleaned up for court. For court visits, sit-ins, and observation days, honestly, death dress as well.
Yes!
Also, I just adore the concept of Duo and Law, because he would find ways around so many things. Not finding the way around illegally, but statutory interpretation stuff in finding loopholes and challenges and contractual discrepancies. He is shrewd as hell and terrifying in a debate.
Duo normally roams the campus in sweats and oversized hoodies. Maybe ideas, but not put together. And then, bam, holy fuck, does he clean up well!
Oh, trust me. Oh, trust me. It's all loose and oversized because law lectures go for fucking ever. Also, Duo can so keep up with the oversized and non-formal stuff while they're just observing because there's space in open court for students. They aren't expected to dress up. So clothing is comfortable. Those shows who are like, law students wear suits and chic skirts to class and blazers and are formal all the time. Sure. There are those people. Completely unnecessary, but they exist. So, needless to say, with his concentration on civil and financial law over criminal processes, he is busy. Also, he'll need to find the time in between, depending on his weekly class load, to find an internship slash volunteer slash work experience slash gophering for some lawyer or firm. Basically, Duo is busy as fuck. And he would thrive on it. But yeah, the first time he rocks up to court in a suit for their first official sit-in with their lecturer, because most law lecturers also practice, his classmates are like, whoa.
I die. Just expire from stress. Alternately transcend to a higher lawyer plane of existence. Also, yes. Duo being the king of ripped clothes with a million pockets that he can pull food. Always tasty. Or power bars? What the hell, Duo? Those things are disgusting. Or pens, or notes. Never crumpled. How? Or whatever is needed.
Duo has so many pockets.
So many! And his hair. His hair is always in this loose, messy bun, or otherwise tossed up and out of the way. But he makes it nice for the sit-in, and holy fuck hair envy!
Holy fuck the hair envy!
Tell me more about how well he cleans up. Tell me about this lawyer he gophers for slash law firm. Is it Relina Preventers Associated or totally unconnected? Do they know who he is or is he just the rando amazing law student?
Oh, it would totally be unconnected to Relina slash Preventers. I'm sure some of the things he'd get into doing later could be helpful to some investigations, but that's so much later. Probably ends up in the office of a well-known finance lawyer, starting from the bottom, running coffee and doing client research. Efficient, effective, and unyielding. He has no problem digging for the gold of what he needs to know. I genuinely want Duo to walk into this dude's firm, put on the charm, and get himself the experience. I don't know if I want them to know who he is.
I vote no. Like, they probs find out eventually, but by then he is their top gopher, so... And yes to him charming his way in! He charms lawyers! The only politician slash lawyer slash whatever he has failed to charm is Rolina. She will not be moved. On the topic of joining their campaign. She'll get them to falter and let her in eventually. No problems digging for research. Like, none.
Duo is just way too good at seeing the underneath. Also, he knows how people are. Even in finance law, with most civil cases, it's a matter of seeing through a lot of lies and backslides.
Keeping it legal is... it's hard, guys. I have to keep reminding myself that I can't just bust into this guy's apartment and take a look at his files. I need to get, like, a warrant. Ooh, he would be so good! Oh, does he lie? Because that's his thing, right? Never lying?
Never lying, but stretching the truth? Yeah. But the guy that he would go to work for, he would have researched the firm, would not be here for financial fraud or illegalities. He is about honest trade, which Duo appreciates. The trick to moving around legal truths is not expressly lying, but partial omissions and working with and around truthful statements. I.e., just the usual day for Duo Maxwell. Student Wufei versus student Duo. Holy heck, they are so different in so many ways, but by God, they are both absolutely insane.
Students!
Okay, but... so we know how Wufei would be if he was studying, say, something more academic. Something pretty intellectual and solar. But here's the thing. He's going in for a trade. Into the customer service industry. Where he trains with people for customer service. Wufei stares into the pit of hell determined to conquer it all. By God, it would be such a test of every ounce of self-control he has. But you know that he is an incredibly competent student once he gets the hang of things. I think he'd pick it all up, the motion, movement, physical side, very quickly. So serving, moving around others and the like is all the easy bit, but the hard bit is the communication aspect. While he's a very competent communicator, and capable of being gentlemanly, his temper...
Oh my gosh, yes! I love this! He is the absolute best at all the physical stuff, at no time at all. But everything else?
Well, I'm just thinking of how my hospitality training went and trying to equate that to what Wufei would do. Because we all know that Wufei would want to absolutely go for the very height of training.
I want him to do a therapy degree at the same time. So at first in that, it is all theoretical and solo work. And he starts it because he wants a fucking break from all this group work. And one of his profs said this was a good compliment.
Do we want him to do the certificates first? Or to go into training at a hotel or something? I think the certs are more up his alley first because he'll get the experience while getting all the theoretical knowledge first before he has to deal with people.
Okay then. Between the two, he has to confront his anger, grief, misogyny, etc.
Also, they do experience work with the certs. Also.
Definitely the certs first.
He can definitely do the therapy degree at the same time. Oh my goodness, he has so much to confront.
Yui might just jump in, but Wufei is going to do things in the proper order. Why Maxwell is the one to understand this confounds him. I know, so much crying face. Crying about Wufei in my school cafeteria like I'm back in high school.
Honestly, this is the biggest mood right now. I'm in the middle of my uni refectory like Wufei. Okay, But were Fae having issues with the group aspect of hospitality work? Actively relying on people who, most of the time, are inadequate or not up to his standard? And to do such trivial sort of things?
OMG, Woo Fae! Woo Fae!
Which can actually be a lot more complex than they appear.
Sobs, tears of empathy.
Sobs with you. Okay, so I'd just like to put the image in front of you.
Yes, Woo Fae!
Of Woo Fae learning how to use a coffee machine.
Oh. Holy shit! You're right, Ebrobs has no idea! Wu Fei, intensely glad Maxwell can't see him in this moment.
Having to go through the whole thing from coffee grind to tamping to drip to steam to milk, you know it'll take him a while. But with his determination, you know by the time he's done, he will know how to make the best Dan cup of any kind of coffee that you have ever known. It's just the road to get there has been very long and paved with many, many cartons of milk.
OMG. Idea. Two of them. Please decide which is funnier.
Hit me.
A. When Wu Fei finally gets it, he shows up to Duo's dorm and shoves a cup in his face. Duo is so confused because he has no idea that Wu Fei has been using him as competition / motivation for this. It was all in Wu Fei's head. But the coffee is divine. Oh my god, this is so good, Fei. Thank you so much. Feels blessed and like Wu Fei likes him now because giving random gifts of heaven. Ha, take that, Maxwell. Stalks away. B. Wu Fei using Duo and his classmates as guinea pigs. Don't know how close the two are, but this could be on a break for Wu Fei. He got good enough to pass the class, but that isn't enough!
Oh dear god, yes!
So he basically moves in with Duo and constantly provides coffee to the entire dorm.
Also, Wu Fei learning how to use a coffee machine doesn't mean he can make coffee. And also, there are so many kinds of coffee, so many different methods to make different drinks. I can totally see him using Duo and his classmates to hand off all the coffee, but also
forcing them to drink it and give him detailed feedback. It is good test prep for them because holy fuck, is he nerve-wracking!
Fei totally feels competition with Duo for this whole experience, and he needs to progress.
OMG, Wu Fei taking it a step further and ferreting out who likes / needs what at what time of day, and just always being there with the thing they need at the time they need it?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yes. Oh god. I've just got the image of...
I feel like this happens every break of Wu Fei's. It adds to Duo's legend.
Classmate. Open store. Wu Fei. Coffee. Classmate. Stairs. Wu Fei. Shoves the cup into the hand and waits. Classmate. Blinks. Wu Fei. Well?
Classmate sweats nervously.
Okay, but honestly, yes to adding to Duo's legend. He has a friend who makes epic food, a friend who makes epic coffee, a friend who can fix any dorm issue, and a mysterious other friend who will proofread.
Holy fuck. Troa!
Troa is a god among men, voluntarily proofreading legal essays.
At least one classmate thinks Duo is part of a poly cult of gods. This classmate is not wrong. OMG! And Wu Fei's essays! Troa, you are amazing!
This classmate is not wrong. Troa!
But, okay, one Wu Fei break, Duo is on practicum or whatever, and Wu Fei just shows up at wherever Duo is and does his thing.
Okay, yes.
And the lawyers are all, eh? Heart eyes!
Okay, but Fei being the first one they meet.
OMG. Yes! Also, how does Wu Fei dress as a student?
OMG. I hadn't thought of that. Also, exam Duo over here in his sweats and oversized hoodie and messy bun hair and sneakers next to put together Chang Wu Fei holding coffee for like 8 people? Wu Fei will always be that put together student. Also, hospitality. So blacks are totally normal. Black and white. Stares into the distance. Good career choice, Wu Fei. What do you think?
Ooh, black and white. And he would be ultra put together.
Okay, but yes to Wu Fei being so put together. Bonus points for coffee if it's winter and it's cold.
Yes, yes! But also cold and cold brew in summer. And for people that hate hot drinks. Read me!
Yes. I'm in your boat. I'm a barista, but I prefer cold to hot. Except tea. Iced tea, though. But just so put together next to Maxwell the Immortal, dressed in sweats and messy as hell.
Oh! Oh! Wu Fei's hair! I think he grows it out in school.
Wu Fei. Hello, Maxwell. Fei, is that... What does it look like? Oh, Fei, I could just kiss you. Please don't.
Yes or yes? Yes!
Yes!
Just one high ponytail with long straight hair flowing down his back. Next to Duo. Messy bun, bird's nest hair.
Yes!
Someone suggested it to Wu Fei to make him look less intimidating. It kinda works.
OMG, yes. Also, Wu Fei seeing how much effort Duo is putting into this? Because he can see the wear on him. He can see it at all, which means, wow. And it only bolstering his determination. Also, Duo's classmates totally think he's in some sort of poly cult of beautiful perfect men.
Holy fuck, I didn't think of that. The guy's freaking out a little because they can see Duo's stress. That is the reason they come around so often. None of the classmates get it, because that is just what a law student looks like. In fact, he is way more put together than most of them.
Duo! But for Duo to look so worn down, so tired, because this is working him to the bone, but he's enjoying it.
Also, reactions when Wu Fei just drops off the face of the earth to have his breakdown, because he was so put together. He is totally the type to get even more put together as he internally falls apart. And then suddenly, bam! No contact. Just gone. Yes!
Also, I think that is also what is bolstering them.
Yes!
OMG, OMG, Fei!
They want to see him enjoy it, slaughtering his enemies.
Oh, Fei. And also, on this topic, Hero, finding enjoyment in his work, an accomplishment for working his way up to the lowest ranks in the kitchen, creating tangible, product.
Oh, hero! Yes! Finding actual enjoyment in working!
Yep.
What is this feeling so sudden and new? Yes!
Yes, come through, Wicked. And Q finding peace and stability he hadn't known he needed in his work.
Tangible! Learning empathy! Because people get enjoyment out of his food? He can make people feel good? He feels good?
Working with something physically rather than intellectually in business or tactics?
Yes!
Fixing things.
He fixes things!
Rather than taking them apart.
If I wasn't in class, I'd be crying happy, wholesome tears!
Wholesome!
I'm so happy right now!
Also, Troa enjoying life!
I do want to explore Faye's breakdown at some point.
And discovering himself!
Troa! OMG! Yes!
Exploring who he is and... Ugh! Yes! Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Wufei. He is ultra put together and conquering his classes. But they are hard. But he won't admit that to anyone or ask for help. And he is fine for the first year or so. Because it's mostly theory or surface level stuff in his therapy degree, and hospitality is all how you act, and knowing all the things, and he can focus on the physical stuff. So, after the first year of general courses and theory and therapy and focusing on the physical stuff and hospitality, they start in on the actual practical stuff. But at some point, Wufei is in a class where they actually open up. And at first, it is okay. Hard and uncomfortable, but okay. And he's working on his anger and misogyny. And he knows by now, from hospitality, that there are things he needs to explore and decide if he wants to change. And so he is going to make himself a better person, damn it! But then, the class feels like a safe place. And before this, Wufei would have scoffed and looked down on people talking about a safe space to open up in. And his part in the war comes out. And this is fine for Wufei. The things he did in the war were all for a purpose. They don't haunt him. His class is all... horrified face. And don't really know how to deal. But then... then they talk about childhoods, and Wufei mentions Marin, and just, that's it. He hangs on by his fingernails until the end of the semester, getting more and more put together as he goes. And then he goes and talks to his profs, his therapy prof especially, and just disappears for a semester. He was supposed to visit Duo on the break, and he never shows. The boys break out a search party. Hero takes a couple days off work. What the fuck? Is someone dead? But Wufei, even when losing it, is responsible. He knows he needs actual therapy, and so he gets it. Well, okay, he probably is irresponsible and just breaks the fuck down and barricades himself somewhere and throws himself into martial arts until the guys find him and literally break down the door. Q will fix it later. Q recommends the therapist he uses, and Wufei goes. And he stays at a rando mansion that belongs to Q's family, and just hermits for a semester to get his head on straight. Thought. We get all these DMs and put them in order and record them. Imagine. Wufei Chang going to a super fancy thing. Long hair, done up, ultra fancy traditional, Chinese slash L5 style. A touch of traditional makeup on. Imagine that Wufei next to Duo in an ultra-sharp suit, hair intricately braided back from his face. It is graduation celebration. Catra in carpenter's pants slash overalls and a stained, dusty t-shirt. Safety glasses pushed back onto his head. No, This is the opening of the tavern / it is done picture. Troa in a turtleneck and jeans, yoga pants, glasses. He doesn't need them, but likes the way they look and the image they project. Hero in chef's coat and apron, tattoo on his upper arm of like a lemon or something. The first thing he ever liked eating. OMG, maybe it is a lemon with the wings headpiece on it. Duo laughs for a week when he sees it. They all do, really, but all of them are contemplating their own.
There is so much to respond to, and I opened this way earlier when I woke up and then promptly fell back asleep. One, we absolutely need to record these. Two, the entire thing with his therapy is making me want to walk out into my street and scream woofay to the heavens. Three, oh my god, the image of Duo and woofay next to each other all dressed up like that is eyes emoji. Like, goddamn. The tavern photo, oh my god, yes, because they totally have a photo of the five of him. Like that, yes. Four, wing lemon is something I didn't know I needed until now. Wing lemon. Oh, hero. Also, tro in glasses, eyes emoji.
Glasses emoji.
I'm sorry. Just a wing lemon.
I know, right?
It's the greatest thing.
I'm so happy that I came up with that.
Anyway, it's one of my favorite things to come out of this.
There are a lot of good things to come out of this. Lemon
is one of the best.
I kind of want that tattoo now.
It's kind of iconic. Bad. It's iconic.
It really is. It's like, it's that tattoo that is so bad that you're like, I think this comes back around.
Mm-hmm. I love the idea of Hero getting a tattoo as well, because it's something so unexpected. None of the guys knowing he's going to go and get it, and he just shows up with it. Oh my goodness. His work when he shows up with a bulge under his arm from the wrap and explaining that I got a tattoo. And his workmates like, what kind of tattoo would he get? Probably something epic and full of meaning or simplistic. And then it's a lemon and a Gundam head. Oh my goodness. Okay, the image of Q in overalls and less than put together but perfectly content in his work clothes just makes me so happy.
No. It's just a lemon plus the tiara. The tiara on a lemon.
And Wufei's therapy. Oh, Wufei. Oh. My god. Hero! Oh my god. Duo would laugh so hard forever.
I know, right? I'm so happy.
Everything with Wufei's therapy. Just so many feelings. The thing about Wufei is that he would genuinely want to be a better person, and he is fully aware of the issues he needs to address in terms of his mentality towards people. He wants to change things about himself, i.e. deal with his anger, sort out the misogyny. Not only because they'd be better for him in the long run for hospitality, but because he sees it as something that he needs to do. All of the others are finding extra meaning other than their chosen careers, and while he certainly is, Wufei would feel as if he just needs to do more. Overachiever. Oh my goodness, Wufei would have scoffed at the whole safe space thing. And when everything comes out, talk about a reaction from the class. That is a bomb to drop. Wufei has come to terms with what he did in the war. It was out of necessity to achieve the goal that they were fighting for. He did what he did. Those were his actions, and he accepts that. But talking about Merin, That's much different. Even if it was just a mention, that's something deeper, more raw, more personal. And he has never had the opportunity to properly mourn, to think about exactly what he lost and what he's been through. It's no wonder he drops off the face of the planet for a while. Everyone needs time, and he never had it. I mean, of course he's thought about it, but it's never been something that has really sunk in entirely. It's always been pushed towards his reason. And, well, emotion! When it happens, it happens. If Wu Fei didn't show up to see Duo, he's not here. No, I'm sure he's not just late. He's never late. You don't understand, okay? He's not the type to, oh, thank God, catch her. Listen, Fei hasn't shown up. The boys would mobilize. Oh my goodness. When they find him, oh God, just imagining that scene as well. Oh, Wu Fei. It would be such an emotional scene.
I know, sobbing. So wholesome, yet so real.
So wholesome. The entire thing is so wholesome, my God. Wholesome, my God, is now a word, apparently.
Wholesome, my God.
Dear God, just all my boys dressed up is such an amazing image.
I know, right? So hot.
Yep.
Just Wu Fei with his hair all fancy.
Yes.
And the slightest hint of traditional makeup.
Yes. A traditional hairstyle with that long, beautiful hair. Regal as hell.
Yes.
And by God, Duo looking sharp.
And in the traditional blacks of hospitality.
Yes, 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 yes!
Yes!
Duo, so sharp.
So sharp?
Hair so intricately braided.
And shining like, whoa, both these boys and their damn hair?
Oomph, yes! So good for me.
It's so good! Also, Tro going for a suit? Sharp. But dressing it down with a turtleneck, with his glasses? Q giving him cufflinks. Looking fine as hell?
I feel like he's maybe even more dressed down. None of them are dressed up so much as dressed as level 16 of their D&D class.
Oh my God, these guys, I swear to God! Yeah, definitely. Also, image for you.
Besides, Tro in yoga pants?
Q wearing plaid.
The plaid haunts me!
Tro in yoga pants works.
Basically, everyone in my program wears plaid. There is so much plaid!
Oh no!
And Rumi wears plaid. Plaid is a thing around here at this time of year. Dress Q in plaid and denim. Dead face. Okay, image.
Hit me.
Q in denim overalls, with a white t-shirt with the tavern logo on it, with a red plaid overshirt, and work boots. Safety glasses holding his hair back. Dust on his cheeks from the few pieces of last-minute install, measuring tape hanging from his pocket and a pencil behind his ear.
Yes! Softly place his hand over my heart. Catra!
Bright grin on his face and a flush of satisfaction from the hard work on his cheeks.
Excuse me over here while I just cry into my tea.
Aww, don't cry. So wholesome, my God.
Oh my God. Just Q finding contentment in crafting and creating and fixing makes me so emotional. all of the boys finding themselves and finding happiness.
I know! So wholesome! So happy!
I'm still over here, like, just the wholesome process of Hiro learning how to cook. Learning the skill. Hiro finessing his knife skills.
OMG. Hiro and his knife skills!
Hiro and good food. Having real flavor and being able to make something that makes people happy. That people can enjoy.
I just can't get over Hiro realizing that this is why people like to eat. Why eating as a thing apart from fueling your body exists. Why not everyone just survives on ration bars. Realizing it and then realizing he can make other people feel things. He is feeling things about food for the first time. And he can share that. I think it starts out as a, this was my D&D thing, so it is what I will do.
Realizing that food is something more than sustenance and energy.
And that he had, like, a lemon tart. Oh, no. He had real lemonade during the war at some point and wanted to recreate that feeling.
That food isn't just about survival, but that it can be something more.
Only he realizes that feeling is normal?
Opal-san, stop, I'm gonna cry!
And then, after the war, it is about learning to make food for himself. It is super selfish at the beginning. He wants to know all about this thing and feel all the things.
Yes! This is everything!
And then later, he talks to some other chefs, and they tell him they do this to make other people feel good, and he realizes he has been doing that for the guys. And now suddenly he cares about everyone getting good food, even more than peace, because this is happiness.
Oh god, okay, but...
And I don't think Hiro will ever comprehend what war is like for civilians.
Oh, Hiro. Just everyone getting good food. Duo.
Holy shit! How did I not put Duo together with this? That is why Hiro supplies food at every opportunity for him and his classmates. Because Duo is the first one to understand how important food is.
Duo, who knows what it's like to go without, who knows the gnawing bite of hunger, true hunger, the real twisting, burning ache. And having good food, it's something he won't ever take for granted. Why, even when the things Hiro makes aren't the best, he'll down every last bite.
Duo gets it. Gets the way food is happiness and life and never ever takes it for granted, is always stunned and pleased.
Because nothing goes to waste.
Yes!
Yes, 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 yes.
I don't think Hiro cares about waste so much, but he does care that Duo understands the importance of food. Duo cares about the waste. Holy fuck, does he care?
Duo cares about the waste. But also, someone made that for him. He's not gonna give any of that up. Not even if it does taste like absolute shit. Not that it would, because Hiro would have some skill by then. But Duo does understand the importance of it. And, the first time that when Duo takes a bite, Hiro sees that wondrous, amazed expression of, oh wow, come over his face.
Scenario. Hiro has actually been working at the restaurant for a while. How do his co-workers meet the guys? Random aside I don't want to forget. Q's crew thinks he has four wives. And possibly a mistress. Q. Something important breaks during a really important day, and their usual person can't come in to fix it. Hiro already on the phone. You know how to replumb an industrial sink, right? Or some other weird thing. Hiro is the guy who fixes any and all tech. And bam! Q! duo comes in with a group of lawyers. Need to figure out the funniest way for that to go down. Hiro's co-workers are now under the impression that he has... A, he has friends. And B, they are from all levels of society? Wufei, possibly they are down a server, or several, and are panicking. Another phone call. I don't know. That seems too similar.
Yes. Okay. Oh my goodness. We'll go through this and flesh this out. This is amazing.
Yeah?
Yes! I just love the he has friends. Because, of course, it's probable that he has friends, but...
OMG! All Droa's contemporaries think the guys, his inspiration for his characters, each of them have been a woman at least once, all of them have been an animal companion at least once too, are not real, that he is making them up. But then they show up to a signing slash show? One per signing con show. And everyone is like, what? How are they real?
This is the greatest thing. Holy heck. Oh my god. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, they have been women, huh? Raises an eyebrow at Tro in his romantic novels.
Duo will do readings. They are way too dramatic. Tro just laughs the whole way through. Duo's Lady Faye voice was the funniest fucking thing.
But yes. Yes, oh my god.
Oh, he ships it. He ships them all.
Oh, holy shit, Duo doing reading.
All the ways.
Yes, though.
His main series is either 1-2 or 2-5.
All of the ways.
3x4 rarely get main plot book time because it hits too close to putting themselves on page.
Of course. Oh my goodness.
But they are always together if they aren't otherwise paired up.
But when it does show up in what little ways it would...
Troa's main series. Jane Austen style, plus hot sex, romance novel, about an angry young woman who just lost her best friend slash sister to a pirate raid on their ship. She is married off, because her parents can no longer control her, to a witty, happy-go-lucky, new money man with a mysterious past. She hates him at first, but through more pirates and completely above-board courting, she slowly gets to know him and he slowly opens himself to her. The more she comes to know about him, the deeper she finds herself falling. What do you think of the back blurb for Tro's series?
I think it is brilliant and very 2-5.
Thumbs up emoji! Tell me more about Hiro!
Hiro! Goodness, he always seems to have the sort of friends who can sort out anything. And he doesn't hesitate to call upon them in times of need. Oh my god. Hiro calling in Faye to help out in an emergency when they lose a server. Oh my god, I need to know all about Q's crew in the D&D AU. I need all of this!
Well, they think Q has 4 wives.
Oh my god, yes, tell me!
And possibly a mistress who goes only by R.
Waggles eyebrows. Oh, his mistress, eh?
That's all I've got.
But honestly, the way he talk about them, it would seem like he's talking about a gaggle of wives.
Exactly!
And you never know with the Winner family.
Yes! Some of his sisters have multiple spouses, and he'd use nicknames, so they assume female.
Snickers. Also, Q would seem like such a kind, considerate, caring husband, always talking about them like that, and heading off to help them whenever they call. Also, stares down the vague list of things I can remember and people needing to do and all the things for his industry. Q must have a lot of crew, Because he would have had to go through so much training.
Let me tell you how. This is literally the thing I'm in school for.
Yes, please do.
Okay. I think I listed some of this earlier, but a list, hopefully in chronological order, of the types of people Q would need to build the tavern. Architect and or engineer. Various safety inspectors after every major step. Foundation people. Construction carpentry people. Taping, the weatherproofing stuff. Electrical. Plumbing. HVAC. Airflow, heat, cooling, etc. Drywall. Flooring people? Don't know who exactly does this. Painters, landscaping, cabinet makers, and or finish carpenters. That's an and unless the cabinet makers are also doing the finish carpentry. More electricians, installers for the large industrial appliances. Sign maker, possibly covered by the cabinet shop. Possibly IT for computers, but let's be honest, that is Prob's hero. Possibly window and door people right after the carpenters. And any and all concrete stuff like driveways, parking lots, etc. Possibly a designer for linens and etc. inside? The person Q really either needs or needs to be is a general contractor. This is the person that contracts all the other companies and wrangles them. However, if Q put together a crew of generally skilled individuals that included one licensed journeyman, electrician, plumber, carpenter, cabinet maker, HVAC, and foundation layer, he'd be set. And people totally build their own houses, mostly carpenters, and just get friends that are in the other trades to wire it slash lay the pipe slash etc. in return for other favors. So him plus like 10 people building this from the ground up wouldn't be that weird. Somewhat because it is going to be a business, and therefore it has higher standards too, but not totally out of the realm of possibility. Hashtag overachiever. I think before Wufei's meltdown, the guys had been pretty content to just split up and be pretty casual about contact. Wufei'd visit Duo on breaks, Hiro and Q'd visit Duo when he'd call them, Truro would edit Duo and Fei's papers, Q would fix things when Hiro called. Note, I think Q does a lot of stuff while on the phone to one of his crew during the first couple of years. He doesn't know exactly how to do stuff yet, so he calls. More waifu content for them! And Q would send all of them endless pictures of the tavern. After Fei's breakdown, they all get way more into each other's lives. There is a better way to say that, but I can't figure it out. Which means that while Troa is writing his first book and navigating self-publishing it, and getting popular randomly and finding himself, he is pretty much only in contact with the guys by email. Which is fine. He is on a journey of self-discovery slash recovery. But after that? Well, by then he has readings, where he doesn't read, and appearances and con guest things and signings and meetings with his agent and more. And the guys will invite themselves along as his plus one more often than not. Whoever has the evening or weekend off and could conceivably be in the area. Tro doesn't mind. Considering he drops by Hiro's restaurant for a lingering lunch whenever he is around there, gets coffee with Fei or Duo, or whisks Q away to force him to shower and sleep and, no, I don't care that you are 2 days behind.
Also, I have been reading through all of Q's details, and oh my goodness, this is definitely the kind of thing Q could throw himself into. Working with a team of people on this and then getting stressed. Stressing over timelines, deadlines, organizing supplies and orders and all of the things because he would run it. Q is an ultimate overachiever. Ultimate! Fei's meltdown is sort of a waypoint for all of them, where they drift back together a bit more solidly than they were post-war. Q is that friend who calls. Not overbearingly, but he will check in on everyone every now and then. Also, I completely agree with Q doing a lot of things over the phone with the guys. I can also definitely see Fei and Tro having coffee together whenever Tro's in town. Yes to all of this, but before the breakdown, they're definitely not as connected. Tro is definitely more separate to them all. He doesn't have as much contact at all. The coffee thing, I think, would only happen once or twice. The guys would definitely invite themselves along to things. Oh my god, yes?
Wufei's therapy degree. Rumi said that in a medium to large university like she went to, the touchy-feely classes probably wouldn't start until master's level. But that it is totally feasible if you went to a small university, class sizes of 15 or less, I'm thinking, and had the right prof. She has a hilarious story of a prof that stared right into your soul.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah, now I want to know all about his tiny therapy cohort and his professor that can see your soul.
Now, I need to know about Wufei and his soul-searching therapy. Like, holy hecky. I'm just imagining all the hella hard questions he would get that would stump him emotionally. How defensive he would have gotten in the beginning. Feelings.
And that's all we wrote.
That's all we wrote.
So you too can, like, want to know this because we don't have the answers.
Yes. So, we had a couple of Skype calls while we were doing the fleshing out of this idea. And one of the things that we talked about pretty much directly after that was the thing we last recorded is a bit more on Wufei's therapy and how the breakdown sort of went. And then afterwards, this kind of fancy party thing that they went to where all of them were like in the same room. And I just remember us talking about wood grain.
Yeah. Okay. So fancy party. Okay. Let's start with the fancy party because I actually remember a lot of the context of the fancy party.
Okay, good.
The reason we started talking about a fancy party is because I had gone on about, you know, Duo and Wufei in fancy clothes. And then you had wanted Tro in fancy clothes. And I was like, no. That photo is just them in, like, looking like their D&D class type deal. But then we still wanted them in fancy clothing. So we talked about this, like, random party they could have gone to. Oh, we also talked a lot about Duo's law.
Yes.
People. And
yes.
Them meeting the guys. Okay. Anyway, so they went to this random fancy party and we talked about how each of the boys would clean up and the wood grain came in because I said that Catra would be like in a corner somewhere petting the wall.
There's a story here. But anyway.
Dear internet listeners, the story is that when I go out to restaurants, I look like that weirdo that no one wants to get in here because I'm like feeling up the underside of tables trying to figure out what they're made out of and like touching walls and counters and whatever, just like running my fingers along them because I'm like, is it laminate? Is it solid surface? Is it particle board? Is it plywood? I wonder what this is. Oh, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, so like Q just touching the wood paneling.
Yeah, we talked about how fancy they would be and how, but yeah, Wufei cleaning up really well and going like slightly traditional L5 with his hair all done up and Duo like hella like sharp suit. Hair sharply braided back, fancy. Q in like designer clothes.
Oh yeah, obviously. Because Q's always ready for Vogue. Remember?
Yeah. Even if it's like trades Vogue, he would be ultra sexy in all of his workwear. Anyway, continue. Mm-hmm.
And then Tro cleaning up as well. I mean, he's always pretty cleaned up, but
right, yeah. And Hiro being the worst party guest.
Yes.
Because he would always judge the hors d'oeuvres.
Oh my god. And as well, Wu Fei and Hiro just silently judging the stuff.
Silently judging. Oh, those staff.
Oh god. Someone bringing over a tray of champagne and Wu Fei just like side-eyeing him like and like taking the glass. God, he's such an asshole.
He and Hiro would not mean to be an asshole. Hiro is just so socially unaware that he doesn't realize he's being an ass.
Mm-hmm.
Wu Fei would realize it and be like, no, I don't care right now.
Yeah. And we were talking about with the fancy party and stuff, and like basically them getting together in a fancy setting, which isn't something that like all of them really had, like have done. And it's just, oh, it makes me so happy. Also, we were talking about Relina and her relationship with everybody in this fic, as like in this like scenario as well.
Okay, do we want to go to Relina, or do we want to go to more lulls about Duo's classmates?
Okay, because Duo's classmates makes me really fun, and it also ties in Relina.
Okay, so Duo's classmates. So there's a fancy party, and Duo's classmates, if I remember correctly, have they've seen all of his friends, but they're all like low key, like they're all like working when they see these friends.
Oh, and wait, I remember the context of this because we were talking about the cult.
Oh yes, the cult.
Okay. How
Duo's classmates think he's in a cult of like pretty men.
Yes. And they are, like, they believe that it's, like, this thing that's across, like, obviously it's got to be larger than just these five people. So it's, like, across the world. And, like, it's these, like, everybody sort of knows, but nobody really knows. It's, like, there's just so many random things, and they've all got bets going as to whether or not this cult is, like, it's just, their classmates have a lot of conspiracy theories surrounding Duo.
Yes.
But
yes.
They're at this fancy party, right? And, you know, all the law students, they're doing something with networking, and they're all cleaned up, and
Duo's looking hella sharp.
Oh, hella sharp. And it's this thing where it's some sort of either a charity function or a networking function, and it's got political people there as well, and they have, you know, Relina as guest speaker.
But we had something before that.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. It was the kind of, like, networking... No, because there were two different parties that Duo went to with these people. Because the first was a lawyer party where, like, everybody was basically required to bring a date who was not in law school.
Yes, I remember this.
Because, you know, to provide something interesting. And so Hiro's like, yo, Q, you got time for this? And Katra's like, of course I always have time for a party function. Yes! And so, like, all of Duo's classmates know he has this, like, gorgeous handyman that he can call at a moment's notice. And so, like, everyone's waiting to see who he's gonna bring because he knows all these people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he walks in and, like... A lot of the classmates are like, oh my gosh, that handyman is so gorgeous when he cleans up. And then somebody who's not from that dorm, maybe somebody in their class who's not in the dorm, or like just somebody from another class who's there, maybe one of their senpai or something, is like, is that? And like nearly faints. And everybody's like, what do you mean? What do you mean? And the guy's like, that is Gatro Winner! And they're like, what? No, that's the handyman that always fixes our drains. And like, he changed a light bulb last time he was here. Hey, he was already here doing something more complicated, and that light bulb is really high. And then this person is like, no, that is... Katra Winner. And then Duo comes over and they're like, who's your date? And he's like, oh, this is my friend Catra. He's like, Catra Winner, nice to meet you. And they're all like, fuck.
And as well, internally, like, how the hell? Like, this guy, how? How is, and oh, it's also, like, not only does this cult allow him to, like, know all these important people, but it also allows him, like, it's some kind of cult that, like, they worship some kind of demon that allows Duo to never sleep.
Yeah. And then later at the fancy party, again, mm-hmm. all of Duo's classmates are like networking and networking and networking, and Duo is also networking. And they know that he knows Catra now, and so then they hear that Relina is the guest of honor at this charity event. And so they're all like, one classmate turns to another classmate and it goes like, no. And the other like, classmate is like, there's no way. And the first classmate is like, I will bet you like a week's worth of coffee, which is a lot of coffee.
It's a lot of coffee for law students. Yeah.
That they know each other and are friends. And the first student is like, there's no way. Like, he knows like a high class chef and Catra Winner, who he has like unplugging our toilets, what the fuck? And like, I don't know, is that Chinese guy like a fucking prince or something?
And like a best-selling author?
Yeah, and a best-selling author? Like, I read that stuff, it's super great. Like, there's no way that he can also know Relina Peacecraft, Queen of the World. And then Relina comes in and, you know, all of the students are doing their networking shtick, and Duo and these other students go up and they're like, wait for it. And she's like, Duo, it's been way too long, and gives him a giant hug. And they're all just like, fucking hell.
Except first classmate, who's like, yes, nailed it.
No, even first classmate is like,
yes,
what
absolutely.
The fuck?
But like, you know, he
yes, I get
that.
Coffee. But like, also like, what?
Yeah, it's crazy. So they are convinced that this cult is like some kind of worldwide phenomena.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Fantastic. And we talked, okay, the other things we talked about were if we had anything on Wufei's classmates and his therapy. And
I don't think we did.
No, I don't think we did. I'm just going through the list.
Let's end with Wufei's therapy,
Wufei's.
Because that's
cool,
what
cool.
we ended with.
Yes.
Here.
Okay. So.
Anything else?
No, there's nothing else. I think it's pretty
okay.
Good.
Okay. Wufei.
Wufei. Okay, so basically what we talked about is we expanded on the whole what happens during the breakdown.
Okay.
I remember that.
I don't remember this at all, so walk me through it.
Because we wanted to go, okay, so he has this breakdown and we wanted to expand on, like, the boys mobilizing. And it was like, okay, well, they find him, obviously. And it's like, they... Because he's sequestered himself. And they find him. All I remember was us just talking about them finding him and him breaking down. And, like, because remember Q, like, they have to break down the door to get to him. Because he won't answer the door. And Q is eventually going to fix that. But, like, them finding him and, like, Hiro having to grab him and, like, actually, like physically hold him while they calm him down and just... him in a physical state of just such distress. And I just remember talking about that. And then afterwards, like, dealing with that and them being closer as a unit and making sure that they spend time with each other and that they, like, keep in touch. But also, like, Wufei taking his time off and taking the time to reflect and think about it all and... go and actually do therapy, which he needs. He needs that.
He needs it.
He needs it so much. And
pretty much in every universe, he needs it.
He does. And, like, not only does everybody obviously know that he needs it, but he needs it. Like, he knows that he needs it.
Mm-hmm.
And Q helping him get in touch with somebody. Like, well, obviously, like, Wuface got connections now, but, like, Q helping him get in touch and putting lodgings into place, making sure he has somewhere that he can stay, and, like, all of them being really supportive of it in their own ways. And, yeah.
Yep.
Feelings. He needs help. And I just... Oh. Wuface.
And here's the thing, in this AU, he gets it.
He gets it.
This AU is known as the Wholesome Tavern AU for a reason.
Yes.
Oh, it turned out so much more wholesome than expected.
I know.
Oh. It's like, boys play D&D, lol.
Yeah, you brought this to me and you were like, oh, imagine if the boys played D&D. How do you think that would go? And I was like, honestly, yes, I need this in my life. And then you were like, okay, well, they do this, but they just conquer everything. And then it turned into, what if they actually took what they did in D&D and decided just for kicks that they were going to do it in real life? No, and it was just, it has turned into the most wholesome thing imaginable. And yeah. Like, how did that even happen?
Okay, to close it out, to round it off,
mm-hmm.
One last image for you.
Oh god, here we go.
The tavern hosting games night, like, every Friday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Just in their dining room, dinner is, like, you know, you have to order something from there. Like, five-star restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come and play D&D. Or other board games. Or role-playing games. Because they host games night every Friday.
Oh, they would!
Oh, and there we go. Was... The end!
The end!
If you enjoyed this podfic, not fic, thing, please leave feedback for us. If you have any comments about Wuface therapy or how gorgeous Duo looks as a lawyer, how terrified you are of Duo as a lawyer, what you want Catra to build, what you want Hero to cook for you, or more story ideas for Troa and his ever-expanding series of romance novels, just please comment. Talk to us about this. We've been talking about it for a really long time.
And we'd really like some new input.
Yeah, keep the hope alive. Anyway, you can find it on AO3 under either of our names. It'll be great.
See you there. Bye.